Your suggestion.
These guys all know each other, but it's actually the first time they have played together is this weekend. And it's really going well. So, if the piano player and the trumpet player would get back down and introduce you.
All right, my band now.
Yeah. Thomas gets the lead. I have to thank Danny Kutz for introducing me to some of these musicians. Three of them I had never met before, but I knew that anyone Danny recommended would be absolutely fine. Ladies and gentlemen, Brian Holland on piano. Danny Kutz on drums. Mark Caperone on trumpet. Steve Paul, the crazy bass man. And Evan Artson, the fabulous lead player and vocalist from New York. Better riff, boy.
was a cakewalk. That was a cakewalk.
That's how it was written. I don't know. I don't know that we presented necessarily as a cakewalk, but
so cool.
It was swinging nonetheless.
Mark, tell what a cakewalk is. Can you explain? Yeah, I know, but the convoluted black-white thing. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, it's a contest.
Yeah, no, but I mean where it came from. It was...
copying.
Well, yes, it was copying. Yes, yes, yes. I mean, the whole thing, it was one racial group copying another racial group, kind of making fun of them.
Parody.
The parody. Right. And then the first group is like, oh, look at them. And so they copied them. So it was like, they were just making fun of themselves. See? What do you got?
I couldn't have said it at all.
Did I?
No, that's it. No,
I love it.
Hey, regardless, it was an entertaining story, Danny. Very nicely told.
And you notice that I didn't define which racial group was doing anything. Hey, what do you want to do, tough guy?
Let's do a Joey Earl Morton tune. I mean, tonight's program is rag and jazz, so let's play some ragtime-ish kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That would actually be pretty ragtime one. I mean, that's, pretty darn close to it.
Yeah.
So let's do Kansas City Stomps. You guys out there?
Oh. Wow.
Jill and Walt couldn't have done it better.
My.
Man.
This is so much fun. I just let me just tell you something. We played, what, two sets and three tunes?
Yeah.
And we've already been invited to two festivals. We have been invited to Sedalia Rock Festival in 18 June.
Okay.
And we've been invited to the Evergreen Jazz Festival the last weekend in July in 18.
So get us now while we're still cheap.
Yeah. So any other festival directors, I'd like to buy you a drink. Yeah, oh, we
had
our choice.
You did. You're the one that put us together.
Yeah, but I was drunk. What do you have next, sir?
I'll drink to that.
You shouldn't drink alone.
I should not.
You know, it's kind of weird. I mean, here we are doing kind of a ragtime thing, and
drinking like a
dude. Here I am taking a fat swaller. What? You turn on us like that?
Evan, quick, get up to the mic and say something.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have any jokes, though.
You don't, well, trust me, I thought you don't need any.
So I'll work on it. Man. Let's see. Don Redman, correct? Yep. I don't know if Don Redman ever played any ragtime, but he was he knew about it. No, he's in there.
It's funny.
So we're going to do something that has a lot of the same notes of the song we just played. That old chestnut kills him every time, doesn't it? Well, this is a song about, in the spirit of giving. Oh, gee, baby, ain't I good to you?
Thank you.
I got my wife a fur coat. It was all hamster pelts. It's absolutely beautiful. Full length hamster fur coat. For her birthday, and then I took her to the fair, but all she wanted to do is ride the Ferris wheel.
I got Evan over here swooning every woman in this entire place. It's ridiculous. You know what? I'm gonna play a solo piano number. So you two just do whatever you guys do when you're not playing music. You guys, I guess, can hang around for a second if you want. I don't know. Yeah, this is ridiculous. Spotlight's way too off. Where it should be on the piano player.
Aww.
I'm telling you. No. So you want to turn on me too? That's fine. That's okay. Just for that, I'm going to play the most overplayed ragtime tune ever.
Thank you.
Yeah, there you go. You thought I actually played two of these guys on stage. You nuts. Holy cow.
That was a lot of fun. Holy
yeah.
God.
See?
Easy for you.
You know this guy, he lives in Texas, but he's moving to Nashville. We moved in about a year when his daughter graduates from high school.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to welcome him to Tennessee. I've been in Tennessee for 21 years. I left Northern New York where I grew up and got married. And my bride and I hopped in the car and started driving to Tennessee. We were going to move to Chattanooga. And she looked over at me and smiled at me, and I looked at her and I smiled at her. And I reached over and put my hand on her knee. And she smiled at me and she said, "You know, we're married now. We can go a lot further than that." So I drove all the way to Nashville.
Who's the sound person in charge of his mic?
What do you got next, sir? I bet you I know who this is for.
This is a little request for Penny and Mike. By the great songwriter Shalom Secunda that nobody knows of. And didn't know this tune until it was made famous by the Andrews Sisters in the 30s.
Thank you.
But here's the thing. Yeah.
It's the 18-minute drum solo from the God of the Vita.
Actually, I do know that drum
solo. I know you do.
I recently, as a kid, you know, Iron Butterfly in the God of the Vita came out, and it was like, oh, I gotta play this. And I found that album in a used record store recently, and I bought it. It's god awful. That's one of the worst drum solos, and the band sucks. It just, what were we thinking? Well, actually, you know, the truth about that is the name Inagata De Vita.
Yeah.
What it really was, the band was stoned and drunk, and he was trying to say, in the Garden of Eden. I'm serious. That's how it is.
What's the name of the album?
In the Garden of Eden.
That's it.
Yeah. How do you spell that?
Yeah, well, they spelled it.
I thought it was one word, yeah. So tell them about this. You have the microphone.
Okay. All right, here's the thing. I want to do it with the whole band, okay?
Yeah.
It's a little weird, and you wait. You'll figure it out. These guys have huge ears, giant ears. I mean that in the best way.
When you hear, I'll do a stride section, that's kind of the beginning of what the ride will be then. We just kind of...
Okay.
Follow that. We'll do that. We'll do it. And with Captain Fantastic back there on the
end. That was our rehearsal.
Yep.
We're going to do Juan Tizol's Caravan. Thanks, Mom. So anyway, I'm not going to describe it, because you guys, you all know its origin, and, well, here we go. Caravan.
Yeah, one of these.
Thank you.
Ryan Coots. Thank you very much. Thank you, thank you. But Rick, I tell you, what a pleasure to have these guys.
Yeah.
What a treat. So I gotta ask you, could you smell the camels?
Yeah.
Could you smell them? Yeah. Our job is not done unless you could smell a camel or two. Yeah? What do you got?
We got time for one more tune. I think we should have a little more Jelly Roll too. Let's do Wolverine.
Wolverine?
Yeah.
See, from camels to Wolverine. Now, I happen to know an awful lot about Wolverines. No, I really do. I really do. Wolverines are one of the most ferocious creatures, pound for pound.
The most.
Are they the most? Well, there you have it. The most. A 40-pound Wolverine can kill a man. I mean, and just not any man. I mean, a tough guy. Like him.
Yeah.
They would rip him asunder. But they've been known to kill a snowbound moose.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Wolverine was. They're vicious, and they're related to they're part of the weasel family.
So you're related.
Appropriate. What do you mean, appropriate?
They're delicious.
So you're related.
They're delicious. Delicious. Who said that? Somebody who knows. It's a man over here eating a Wolverine sandwich. We're going to finish. Thank you very much for coming out tonight. It's been a pleasure being here. But you know, we're not done.
Yeah.
We got tomorrow.
Yeah.
And we have two festivals. So far. So thank you very much. We're going to finish with this wonderful tune, The Wolverine Blues, which is not a blues.
Not the way we're going to play it.
No. So put both feet on the floor and grab hold of the person next to you. Here we go. Austin. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm sorry to